Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Good Saturday morning. We've got great guests in Pirate Money Radio today. We're going to start off with Mike Smith, a new friend. I just met him at a conference, and he aired a documentary that I think everyone needs to see. It's titled Into the Light, and it will bring you into the light. It's red-pilling you. It's waking people up to the truth of what we're facing. You know, we like to talk about the bad, the good, and the beautiful, and hopefully we'll get through that today. We do the opposite of Clint Eastwood, who does the good, the bad, and the ugly. We do the bad, the good, and the beautiful, but we've got a lot of problems, and Into the Light exposes a lot of the problems, a lot of the things that we're facing. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
You know, you're an amazing guy. I saw pictures of you. You started out in the stunt industry. Is that correct?
Yes. When I was a young man, I was a stunt performer, and then I became a fight coordinator, and then I became a stunt coordinator, and then I became an action director, and then I started becoming a writer, and then I transitioned into directing and producing.
Well, you've produced some amazing things. Out of Shadows, which is one of the most watched documentaries, and it's incredible. Tell us a little bit about Out of Shadows.
Well, real quick, yeah. Out of Shadows was this film I started making about 6 years ago. And I released it, or we, our team, released it on August 4/10/20. It was Good Friday on 4/10/20. And we released the movie.
It was right at the beginning of COVID. Wow.
COVID lockdown. I think it was a total God thing. And the movie went incredibly viral. It received over 100 million views within the first year, and it got translated into 24 different languages. And God really anointed that film, and it's still free. You can still watch it. It's on our website, and
it's at the website intothelight.movie.
Correct, because when I made the movie, it actually got me kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, PayPal, Reddit, and YouTube.
If you want to watch a movie that gets you kicked off those things, go to intothelight.movie and watch the first movie, which is Out of Shadows.
Correct.
All right. So what's the gist of it? What do you?
The long and short of it is, it's kind of my journey and my walk to Christ, and how I was working in Hollywood. I worked at a very high level. And then in 2014, I had an accident. I was paralyzed from the waist down. And through that recovery and that trauma, God was working in my life. And I met an amazing lady who was my therapist. And basically, when I met her, I would say, if you asked me if I was a Christian, I would say, yeah, I'm a Christian. But to be
most honest, people would.
Yeah. And I really didn't know much about being a Christian until I encountered the Holy Spirit, and God kind of pulled the veil back and let me see the light and the love of Christ. And once I felt that, I felt like it was my duty as a Christian to turn away from what I knew was evil. And like I say in the movie, I didn't find God because I went to church. I found God because I realized I was surrounded by satanic Luciferians that were running.
At first you noticed Hollywood, but then you started to notice it goes far beyond just Hollywood.
Correct. Yes, but it ultimately is seated in Hollywood. And what I mean by that, the movie actually, it kind of starts off and it highlights how you're manipulated by the media and how the CIA used Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, Operation MK Ultra. And then it goes into SRA, satanic ritual abuse, and some of the darker practices.
And these are all real things that you discovered when you started looking.
Yes. What I would say is this. I don't tell you what to believe about these topics, because a lot of people don't even believe that they're happening. They don't even believe they're real. They don't have time.
Well, there's clearly a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light. It's very prominent in scripture. Jesus talked about it. So we know that there are two kingdoms that are at work here. And out of shadows is your awakening to the realization of that kingdom.
Correct. And that walk and how it began. And you know, to be honest with you, after I did that movie, you know, it changed my entire life. It gave me a perspective, because as soon as I made the movie, I realized, you know, I was my career was going to be over. I knew that while I was making it. But I, along that journey, I met some amazing people. I got to meet people that I never had met in my life. I met, you know, General Michael Flynn and his family, his amazing family. And I met Lara Logan, and I met Dr. Keith Rose, Brian Gamble, and Boone Cutler. And because I had questions, there were still things that in Out of Shadows that I wanted answered, but to understand, to me, the hardest thing is when you're waking people up, to get people to wake up, they have to first understand the enemy that they're fighting. And they need to understand how they're being manipulated, why they're being manipulated, and who's manipulating them. And most importantly, what's the most important thing is why they can't see it, why they are not able to pick up on these things. And that delves very deep into what's called psychological operations, or psyops.
Well, I saw a clip in the new movie, Into the Light, with Yuri Bezmenov.
Yes.
And he was being interviewed. I didn't see that portion where he's being interviewed by G. Edward Griffin, mm-hmm. a man I just interviewed recently, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, and he's been in this fight for a very long time. Do you know Ed Griffin?
I read the book, The Creature of Jekyll Island, when I started the journey about 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Yes, I'm aware of him, but I have not had the pleasure to meet him.
Well, he's in his 90s. He's a phenomenal man. He's been, you know, he talked about Black Lives Matter before they existed. He talked about, for example, it was Manning Johnson wrote a book, Color, Communism, and Common Sense, that was literally the Black Lives Matter movement back in the 30s or 40s, and he exposed that. So he's a great guy. You should get to know him. But tell us now, we're going to transition. You had your awakening experience. You produced this movie. 100 million people saw it. And now you've got the new movie, Into the Light. Tell us a little bit about what that movie covers.
Well, that movie goes a little deeper into explaining the techniques and the tactics that have been used on the population. And Lara Logan and General Michael Flynn and Boone and Brian and Keith all do an amazing job. They're the experts. They're the experts in psychological operations, because they all play a different role, because they're very complex. And it takes a wealth of knowledge to kind of tell a story like this and break it down. So I went out and I sought the best subject matter experts that I could find to try to explain it to them. Because, like, I'm from Hollywood, so I understand how you are manipulated through Hollywood. General Michael Flynn understands how it happens, you know, in the real world. And Lara Logan is probably arguably the best journalist in the world. And for her to sit and explain to the audience, you know, her journey and the things that she's seen. And it's not that the audience doesn't understand this stuff. It's that they don't have the perspective. You don't get, you know, life gives everyone different perspectives. Your life's very different than my life. And so what I've seen and what I've experienced gives me a perspective to have an opinion on how something's operating.
Well, certainly with Lara Logan, General Flynn, and yourself, all three of you have been canceled because you've spoken truth. The other side, we'll just call them the shadow side, has come after you with vengeances in each individual case, and you know, attempting to just completely discredit you.
100%. And it's been a rough journey. I knew making these films would cost me my career, but I also knew that serving God was the most important thing I could do. And I just want people to look at the movies, share them, and to be able to talk about them and use them as tools to their family, their friends, and their coworkers, so that they could have the ability to have a conversation, to start a conversation, really, to maybe look a little deeper into things that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. So we've invited Lara Logan and General Flynn to come in and talk further about the movie. Thank you, Mike, for making this movie. We'll be back with more after the break, and we'll hear more from Into the Light.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
We touched on psychological operations in Out of Shadows, but we've gone deeper. These types of operations didn't just go away, they continued to evolve in step with technology.
It's the most insidious type of warfare because it's designed to change a person's entire perspective, short term or long term, that's not to be reversed.
Frozen to the light.
Most people like only care about what's 50 feet from their door.
That's Into the Light movie, intothelight.movie. That's the trailer. You can see the film there. You can also see the predecessor film, Out of Shadows. And we were just talking with Mike Smith, who's the person that woke up, created both films, and he invited some of the top experts in the world, including Lara Logan, and we have her as our next guest. Lara, welcome to Pirate Money Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You know, we did not meet earlier, but you had a producer, I think, at 60 Minutes, Max McClellan, and he contacted me when I wrote a book, Secret Weapon, and he said, hey, we want to do a 60-minute piece. Lara likes it. She wants to talk about this. And we went 5 months in discussions, and then CBS killed it. They didn't want to discuss it. So hey, you've had an amazing career. You, in fact, I remember Chicago Press Club or something where you set the world on fire.
Oh, yeah. They didn't like that.
No, they didn't. But you just decided you're going to tell the truth no matter what.
Well, I didn't even think there was an option. I kind of thought that went with the territory. You're a journalist. That's what you're supposed to do. Also, as a person, aren't you supposed to do that?
It's a good thing. It's a biblical thing. God kind of wants us to speak the truth with love, but speak the truth.
And it was interesting because David Rhodes was president of CBS News at the time. He asked me to do that event at the Better Government Association in Chicago. And then when I stood up there and showed them how the Obama administration was systematically lying about Al-Qaeda and the terror threat, which they said there were only a couple hundred Al-Qaeda operatives left. And I collected the battlefield reports from Afghanistan for 2.5 years, watching them say that on TV and counting up in every operation how many they said they killed, captured, or wounded. And I showed that it was impossible for the numbers to be real. And then we went to camps where they were training child suicide bombers and so on. And so they really hated me for that. They loved it when I exposed George Bush and Cheney and all the rest of them. But when I did it to Obama, that was no bueno.
Not good. Well, then you got involved. Mike Smith, did you know him before? Had you seen his movie? How did you get involved in the Into the Light project?
You know, strangely enough, my husband and I just came across Out of Shadows on our own. I hadn't read anything about it or heard anything about it because that's what they do, right? That's part of information warfare. And because they have information dominance, they prevent you from a very powerful way that they control the narrative is to prevent you from ever learning or hearing about things that really matter. And so we discovered this just by chance. And I was, honestly, I was so blown away. It's such a powerful film. And Mike had done such an extraordinary job of being very measured. You know, and as a journalist, I was watching and listening very critically to looking, where is there overreach, you know? And something I always have learned to look for is this person in a position to know what they're saying? Or because when people tell you things that are unknowable, that's a sure sign that they're lying.
Red flag.
Or pushing an ideology right. Or something like that, right? And so what was so impressive about Mike was, his honesty and his integrity was profound. You could really sense that in the film, but also his attention to detail, his foundation of knowledge, his ability to tell that story. I mean, I thought it was extremely powerful.
What was the story that impacted you? From Into the Light, you're brought onto the project, you're an expert in this area. What stood out to you? What kind of thing would people want to know?
So I get so like, when you say expert, because I don't feel like I'm an expert, you know, because I see all those people on TV claiming the title of expert.
What impacted you?
Okay, so what impacted me, well, I got in touch with Mike through actually Dr. Keith Rose, who's in the film. I don't even remember how we were talking about it. And Keith said he knew Mike. And I was like, that's incredible. Because it's not a whole bunch of people that I really want to meet. You know, because throughout my career, I mean, I've been honored by the Queen. I've had, you know, I've been interviewing presidents and members of cabinet since I was like 19 years old. And I'm 53 now. So you got to go a long way, you know, to really, for me to really want to meet you. That was a big thing, and I couldn't believe that Keith knew Mike, and so we got connected and we began talking, and that's when he opened my eyes about a lot of things. To be honest with you, it wasn't just a one-way process of I'm the expert and Mike's interviewing
sure.
me. Actually, Mike, one of the first things he said to me that stuck with me was, "Have you ever thought about how on the one side you have all these three-letter agencies, right?" You have CIA, DIA, NSA, and so on and so on.
Right.
And he says, and what do you have on the other side in the news media? Oh, you have more three-letter agencies. CBS, ABC, NPR, CNN, yeah. Chicken Noodle News, we used to call them. Although that was a compliment compared to what they've become. So that really got me thinking, because if you look back at CBS, who founded CBS? William Paley was a former naval intelligence officer. And so there was really something to that. You know, and of course, we all love to learn, right? There's it's a very important, I think, component of what makes media and shows and people enduring, right, is when you learn from them. So I appreciated that about Mike, because from the first time I saw Out of Shadows, I learned from him, and I still do.
So when you're watching Into the Light, and many things struck me, but when you're watching, basically this is mind control, right?
Well, they say it, right? I'm sure it's in the film. It says this is a fifth generation warfare, which General Flynn has written about with Boone Cutler, is the battle for your mind. And we know propaganda has always been a massive feature in warfare, but I don't think people fully realize that the entire battlefield now is your mind. That's how you can have, say, Larry Elder, who's African-American running for office.
Yeah, I know Larry. He's okay. been on our program.
But
yeah.
online, if you read about it, he's a white supremacist.
Yeah.
So now you imagine
the black face of white supremacy, yes.
But he's only black face to us because we've seen him.
Yeah.
Now imagine that everything is digital and they just change the color of his skin.
Right.
You won't know.
Right. Well, even more recently, was that a gunshot? Was it glass that came
exactly.
off? Exactly. And we've been lied to repeatedly. Oh, there was one shooter, right? But you can hear on an audio tape, it sure sounds like two or more shooters. And you
well,
start to...
Well, and there's the journalist in me, right? Because I don't know enough yet to say that. And I haven't, you know, I've seen lots of ballistic experts and all the
right.
rest of it online. But we just don't know enough, which is another
but
question.
Again,
why don't we know enough?
But why do they tell us immediately this is the answer on some things
oh.
and on other things? We can't know who won an election for 2 weeks, but we know immediately
yeah.
you weren't shot or this, you know.
Well, and then you have the FBI. Baltimore Bridge cyber attack, and they know within how many minutes were they out there saying, oh, this is definitely not an attack. Really?
Right. So if they're quick to respond, it's questionable. If they're slow to respond, it's questionable. And then they never show us the work. I remember when my kids teaching mm-hmm. them math, show me the work. And they never show us the work.
You know, I'm glad you raised the issue of waiting 2 weeks for a result from an election, because this is something I do not understand about the GOP or the RNC or any of these people at the moment. Why is nobody talking about exactly that throughout history, if you look at the concession speeches and the victory speeches in every presidential election, the vast majority of them happen on the day of the election or the day afterwards. And that is so, except of course 2020, where we had to wait forever. And that is so critical when you talk about election integrity, because when you steal, when you cheat, and you use algorithms and computers and machines and everything else, what do you need? You need time to cover it up. That's why in all those battleground states, they stopped counting. No one has ever addressed the issue of all those polling stations suddenly saying fairly early in the evening, we're not going to count anymore. And then some of them continuing to count regardless. And why we had to wait so long. They're already starting to say now, oh, there's going to be an unprecedented number of absentee ballots. So it's going to take some time. That's an information warfare. That is called.
It was mail-in ballots before. And now it's absentee ballots. But you look.
They're shaping the battlefield.
Look at Venezuela. And all the polls showed that Maduro was losing 2-1, 3-1. Losing, and then they actually very quickly reported, oh no, he won, and then they didn't show the work. They wouldn't show the work.
Oh,
and
now come on, it's Maduro. Are you kidding me? 80% of his population lives below the poverty line.
Yeah, of course.
They murder and torture and rape and disappear. I don't know how many thousands of Venezuelans, you know, year after year after year.
And they do not like him.
No.
Except in Aurora, Colorado, where
He's
they have
robbed
a massive
blind.
Rally for him. Here's something else, too, that bothers me. Venezuela is Chavez's daughter is one of the wealthiest women in North America. Hugo Chavez's daughter.
That's correct.
They're communists. He came from absolutely nothing. His parents were poor. He's a communist, and we're going to share the wealth. And then all of a sudden, he dies, and his daughter inherits billions of dollars.
Yeah, because they steal everything.
They do.
They lie and lie and lie and steal and steal, and they rob the people blind.
But it's not just Venezuela. That's what into the...
No, it's every Marxist country that's light. Ever existed.
But it also sounds like those same techniques are being applied here in America.
Well, when you talk about psychological operations, yes, and you mentioned, you know, Yuri Brezhnev, right? And
his Brezhnev, yes.
Brezhnev, that's right. And his interview is just extraordinary because I love those interviews when you look back in time, right? Because you can't say that this is affected by the politics of today. You can't use those same tactics to discredit it because it has stood there for decades. And when you hear and you realize, you know, you raise the issue of how far back this goes. Well, I mean, I don't know how many people have looked at the origins of cultural Marxism and the Franklin Institute, right? And then even
the
Franklin School, yes. And even further back than that, to 1918, when Lenin was sending his emissaries all over the world to identify fissures in societies that could be exploited. And he sent his emissary to the United States who identified race. In Algeria, they identified religion, which is how, you know, you ended up with the conflict in Algeria where entire villages would be wiped out in the 80s.
Well, you can't do it with class here in the United States because there's upward mobility, or there used to
be. That's right. So the worker, the proletariat, turned out to be an unreliable partner for them. That's why they shifted to cultural Marxism.
Well, Laura, you've done a tremendous job into the light, but also in your whole career of bringing truth out, and I so appreciate that. If you want to learn more, see her interviews, intothelight.movie. You can watch it there, or you can order it. You can support this. We'll be back after a break with General Michael Flynn. Into the Light.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, and today we're going to help you go into the light. And I don't mean go into the light so you're going to end your life here. I'm talking about go into the light so you wake up and you see what's going on. We've already had the opportunity to speak with Mike Smith, who's the man behind these films, and then Laura Logan, who was a part of it. But now a special guest. I'm honored to be interviewing a friend from a long time, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn.
Interviewing
Welcome, General
and just
Flynn.
Talking again, you know?
Yeah. No, you're a hero. You stood up. I remember you at the early rallies. I was at CNP when you spoke, and you know, you were there. And then the deep state decided you can't be allowed to be the national security advisor. And you were in the office for how long?
Oh, I think 23 days, 24 days.
And then out the door. And you did nothing wrong. Sidney Powell is a mutual friend, and she represented you. And now that's all gone. That's all out of the way. But now you're standing up for America.
Sidney Powell, I still call her the guardian angel, America's guardian angel of justice. She's an extraordinary woman and just an amazing mind. And boy, has they taken her through the ringer, because they hated the fact that she beat them.
Oh, and she did. And she stood up on the election. We were talking with Laura a little bit about how do you know you have honest elections? If you can't question an election, I can guarantee you it's not honest. Mm-hmm. If you're not allowed to question it. and if they say it's science and you're not allowed to question that, it's not science. Science requires questioning.
Yeah. Yeah, our election system is completely corrupted, broken, probably hasn't worked, I think, at least for, I'd say, 4 or 5 presidential elections. And there's plenty of evidence of that going back. And certainly at lower level elections, you know, representatives and at state level and some local level. I mean, it's just a broken system. If you think about how they manipulated it, in a big way at the presidential level, because they've been stealing elections in the United States of America off and on since the Tammany Hall days of the early 1900s. But they never really took a shot at the president, metaphorically in the elections. And this time they decided to do that because the big plan for the left, and this is when I say the left, it's not the Democrat Party anymore. They don't exist. I rarely use those two words together anymore. The bigger plan was when Barack Obama won in 2008. That's when they made the decision to never give up the seat again. Never give up the presidency again. So the plan was 8 years of Barack Obama, 8 years of Hillary Clinton. And Kevin, you would not be here and I would not be here talking like we're talking today, because we would be a completely socialist state. They actually wanted that back post the Clintons. So when the Clintons left, everybody, remind everybody a little bit of history of presidential elections. 2000 was the Bush-Gore election, and they tried to they try to steal it out of...
That came down to hanging chads.
Yeah, they try to steal it down in whatever it was, Broward County or whatever, down in Florida, southeast Florida. And that was real. I mean, so that was a real effort. And they learned, and they didn't, and everybody blames the Supreme Court. Supreme Court didn't make the decision on that election. The state made that decision. The Supreme Court, because everybody wonders about what judges are going to do. The Supreme Court and any on the judiciary side, the judiciary in our country do not decide the outcome of elections. They never will, and that's not in our Constitution. States, actually, and then, of course, some federal, but states are the ones that will decide on elections. And that's what the Supreme Court did in 2000, is they decided on a constitutional issue, and it went in Bush's way,
right.
Went his way, so he becomes the president. So they lost. The Democrats lost because, you're looking at Hill, at the Clintons, and it was, they had actually had a very good presidency because of, the economy, right? So what they did, though, is they learned. Now I'm talking about this left that is looking at taking over the United States of America, and they decided that, when they finished up with Bush, of course, 9/11, all the stuff, we won't rehash all that. Now you come in and you think that Hillary Clinton is going to come right back into power. Oh, no, it's Barack Obama, a guy that's a one-term senator, not even that, and he comes out of nowhere, the whole mess behind him, everybody knows the story behind Barack, and he wins. He beats a McCain, a war hero, all this stuff, and he beats Romney. Both McCain and Romney ran terrible, terrible elections.
But in 2008... Back up just a little bit. In 2008, that's when the financial crisis hit. McCain was actually ahead in the polls on September 11th, 2008, which is when the financial terror attack took place against Lehman Brothers, against Bear Stearns. It already happened earlier in the year. But when the stock market went down, and that's why they tried to cancel me with my research, because I said there was foreign interference in our election. I remember that very clearly. Yeah. Foreign interference in our election and the Obama
and money.
Team.
So foreign interference is money, as well as manipulation.
Right. And the Obama team said, we can never, ever let it be said that there's foreign interference in election. Therefore, Kevin, you have to sit down, shut up, take your research and go away. Yeah. They said that. And I thought that's ironic in light of the fact that that's all they blamed for Trump's win.
Yeah. So So 2008, 2012, and now you have the heir apparent. I mean, if you look back at the primaries of the Democrats leading into 2016, I mean, there was a decision made, and you know, you have all the likely suspects, you know, and that are running for the Democrat nominee, and all of a sudden they're all kind of just, they all sort of just stepped away and got out of the way of Hillary.
Right.
And that was about in the February, March timeframe of 2016. And that's when you kind of knew, okay, this is it. She's going to take on the con for Obama, which is he's moving our country towards a much, much stronger socialist, you know, his fundamental change, right? We're moving towards a socialist nation now. And you could see that coming, you know, if you really look back at it and you study it, that's definitely happened. So Hillary is the heir apparent, you know, looks like she's going to beat, you know, whoever is the nominee. It ends up being Trump. And you know, they had all their polls, all their surprises in October. But what they didn't do is they did not prep the battlefield, the election battlefield in 2016, in November of 2016, enough. They did prepare for three states, to steal three states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And they just didn't move the algorithm. They didn't move the needle enough. And we saw that. They actually came back after the election and came to the Trump administration a couple of days after, not the administration, but the transition team. And they said, hey, we have a complaint. We want to do some checking in these states. And Trump says, be my guest, and come back. And they found like another couple hundred thousand votes to the good for Trump. And they knew then, again, they did it in 2000. They didn't do it enough in 2016. And that's when they made the decision that this is never going to happen again. And they had these other plans in place to destroy Trump. They actually had planned on destroying Trump to show anybody else like him that would ever get involved. They had those plans prior to 2016 or prior to the election. So when Hillary won, they were going to crush Trump. I mean, totally crush the Trump empire. But he won. So now what they had to do is they had to adjust their plans. And they made some very, very significant strategic decisions between the November 2016 election and then when they gave up power in January. And when they did that, and that's been played out a little bit here, but they did say, we're never going to allow this to happen again.
Well,
and so 2020, and then now here we are.
The surprise for Clinton was the servers found in the emails and all of that, where she had classified information on a home server in her bathroom and so forth. And you know, that's highly questionable. I mean, you'd go to jail if you did something like that. Yeah. But the surprise for Trump, I without COVID, what would the plan have been? Or was COVID the plan? I mean, the way that was released, the way that it was talked about, every nation on earth adopting the same strategy, communists, capitalists, it didn't matter. Every nation shut down, locked down. You know, what is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at that, they needed a crisis, right? They needed to create something. The whole idea about COVID and this planning for it, it actually goes back to like 2010, 2012 timeframe. And so it's not like, you know, when all this happened, they made it appear like, oh my God, this is this, you know, this new disease that suddenly popped up. This is something that they had sort of in their pocket.
Were you briefed on pandemics at
DIA? DIA had a lot of, in fact, one of the sub-elements of DIA is the Foreign Intelligence Medical Center. It's 25 really highly skilled doctors, you know, bugologists, I guess, and it's up in Maryland where they're at. And I went and visited that, you know, and got fully briefed on all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. So they needed a crisis, and the right type of crisis while Trump was president was a disease. Because if you had a war, the war thing wasn't going to work. You know, the tail wagging the dog, sort of what Clinton ended up being able to achieve. But it was really the, they needed this type of thing. So here comes COVID, right? And, you know, of course, Operation Warp Speed, it was a big lie. It was a fault. It was just a total deception. So COVID comes in, and that's when you begin to look at and say, well, you know, from my perspective, I'm sitting there going, wait a second, something's not right here. And so they needed that, And what it did was it caused something that's been going on in places like states like Oregon. Oregon has been a mail-in ballot state since the late 90s. Most people don't know that. And as soon as Oregon changed to mail-in ballots, they've never come back. They've always been way, way left up in Oregon. So they needed that, create the mail-in ballots. You know, the whole scheme to do the ballot harvesting just increased, and it allowed them to have that excuse. And once they had that excuse, then they went to war, and they said, this is how we're going to win this election. We are going to stuff this election, and we're going to steal it. And they stole the election by basically taking control of the election process itself. It's not about machines. It's not about, you know, it's about the whole, you know, it's the encompassing
Zucker
of the entire
bucks
thing.
Everything. And changing the laws. And, you know, we were involved in a lot of that and watching it. And you couldn't really say anything about it because you're not allowed to question elections. Although we can question elections in Venezuela, we're not allowed to question elections here in the United States, which is ridiculous because Lyndon Johnson here in Texas stole his Senate election. All right, we're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll be back with General Flynn, and we're going to talk more about the Into the Light movie, intothelight.movie. It's amazing.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Rose into the light.
Most people, Mike, only care about what's 50 feet from their door.
Yeah, we're here with General Flynn. We're talking about Into the Light movie. You can find it at intothelight.movie. We have an amazing opportunity to learn how we've been manipulated from Hollywood and from the media. We spoke with Lara Logan, who was at 60 Minutes when her producer reached out to me at once to talk about some research I'd done. She was at 60 Minutes. She was, you know, one of the best known, still the best journalist in America, but one of the best known journalists. And all of a sudden, she spoke truth and got outside the narrative. And so she got canceled. And of course, Mike Smith, who created the Into the Light and also Out of Shadows movies, which you can find at intothelight.movie. He's gotten canceled, kicked off everything. And we're just speaking with Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who is the head of the DIA. And I actually was invited by him to come in and talk to the DIA. He's remained a friend for about a decade. And he's gotten canceled. I mean, they threatened to put him in jail and everything else. And he was just talking about election integrity or election fraud and what happened in 2020. General?
Yeah. So just to finish up that last point that we were talking about. So the idea was to never again allow Trump to stay in office. Just don't let him get in there. And so whatever we need to do, we're gonna take this election. You know, and people will say, you know, whoever, there'll be people on this that'll, well, you know, they use the phrase election denier. I don't deny that we have elections. I deny that our elections are fair. Now, we have a lot of elections. They're just not that fair. And some are, you know, in some places, but I haven't seen it yet. But most have some type of level of manipulation or fraud. And it's a shame because that's the one thing that makes us all equal in this country. You know, when you're talking about, you know, the movie Into the Light, Out of Shadows, Mike Smith, I think for people that are out there, you know, if you're looking for something, many people have seen, I think, you know, over 100 million people have seen Out of Shadows, but you still need to see it. If you haven't seen it, watch it again, you know, or watch it again if you have, because it talks about the things that we are involved in now. I think 4 years ago, people looked at things, and then I'm talking to, you know, post 2020 election, you kind of had the people like, well, you know, maybe there's a lot of, you know, wet blankets here, you know, they're just, you know, sour grapes. But I think now people globally, certainly around the world, but definitely in the United States of America, now see things for what they are, which is this is a takeover of the United States of America, and I mean that very precisely. So if you look at a movie like Out of Shadows and you get a foundation of the kinds of things that Out of Shadows addresses, all these different programs that our own government was running to manipulate, you know, the audiences of the United States of America, the many American people around this country that trying to figure out what's happening and the shaping of the battlefield, so to speak. And then Mike Smith, great director, great producer, great actor, stuntman. I mean, just a really just super person. He then creates this movie Into the Light, and Into the Light really, to me, it really, really addresses for an audience. It's a wake-up call to say, this is how you've been manipulated. This is how you've been deceived. This is how the media, the Hollywood, the intelligence community in the United States of America is shaping our behavior. And if you understand how that is happening, then you can understand how to operate within it, how to act within it, how to behave within it. You know, and for people that, like a guy like me, I see these things and I'm like, I know exactly what it is. I know exactly how they do it. I know what it is that they're trying to do, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to move our country in a direction where, and I'll just use this sort of analogy maybe with Donald Trump right now running for president of the United States, where he actually believes he's up against the Democrat Party. He's not up against the Democrat Party. He's got the Republican nominee and all that, but he's really not facing, it's not a political side of the aisle facing the other side of the aisle and another political ideology. In this case, Republicanism or the idea of being, the grand old party versus the Democrat Party, which is, bigger government versus smaller government, et cetera. Less taxes versus more taxes. This is Donald Trump facing an opponent, and that opponent is the United States intelligence community. And the United States intelligence community, both inside and outside, are the ones that are manipulating the outcome of what we are going to face over these next couple of months.
But wait a minute. Weren't you an integral part of the United States intelligence community?
Yeah. I led one of the largest intel agencies in the world.
And you know these people.
Yeah, I know them very well. I know all of them. And those that I don't know, I know what their roles are, what their positions are. Why did I only spend 24 days as the National Security Advisor? Why did the President of the United States, Obama, sit in the Oval Office and scheme with the top security officials in the United States government, to include the current president of the United States, Biden, while he was vice president in the White House on the 5th of January? Why did they scheme to get rid of one guy in order to get rid of a second guy? And that's, the one guy is Mike Flynn. The second guy is Donald Trump. So they actually schemed, and we know this.
Have evidence of this.
Oh, total evidence. I mean, there's a ton of evidence. And it was presented in a court and discovered by a special counsel that was designated by the attorney general, and they were embarrassed by it, and they dismissed my case because of it. So, when I sit here and I look at things, and I look at these movies that are, these documentaries, because Out of Shadows, Into the Light are films that are, they're ways to take a couple of hours of your life and sit there and watch and go, and you're going to say, this, I now know exactly what has been happening. I now can feel it. I mean, just the layman out there. I mean, I'm talking, as the former, a lot of things in my life, particularly in the intelligence business, but, not only an assistant director of national intelligence at the national level, leading one of the largest intel agencies in the world, rising to the level of national security advisor, you don't get there, because you're a dummy. In my case, you get there because, you know what you're doing, and the person that you're doing it for trusts that you can do that. And so the level of manipulation that needed to happen in order to do that, if you watch the film Into the Light, you'll understand it.
And it wakes you up.
Oh,
It's the red pill from Matrix.
Yeah.
It's the opportunity to start evaluating things. I remember when I looked at movies in Hollywood, and I was able to see what worldview is behind this. Mm-hmm. And there were some, and you can tell the difference in the Marvel films. They had one worldview, and now they have a completely different. I defy anyone to watch the original Captain America, the First Avenger, and not see, you know, godly Christian worldview in that. But then you look at the modern ones, and you say, what is this garbage? Into the Light shows you how they're manipulating us through those means. Yeah.
I mean, you know, for anybody that's listening to this that has little kids that's ever watched Buzz Lightyear, okay? Buzz Lightyear, I think it's the fourth film of Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear is like, you know, he's like a gay guy. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it's the assault on children. It's the assault on our faith. It's the assault on... You know, your very astute expertise in economic warfare. I mean, it's the assault on all of these things that we always, you know, grew up and believed and created in this country to be good things to make for a healthy society in order for us to have this very competition of ideas in a constitutional republic. And all of that is changing, and it's changing to another, sort of the other side of the line, this other segmented ideology of, you know, and the big words are communism, Marxism, progressivism, globalism, Islamism, because
Maoism.
Because of the alliance that has always existed, and the alliance, you can go back to these types of alliances, back to World War I, World War II, even in the world of Napoleon, you know, and fighting the British. I mean, there was alliances that these sort of funny bedfellows that would get together that would figure, you know, fight each other because of a piece of turf or a marriage or something like that. But as you came forward into history, and you start to see these other things pop up. The names, the isms that I just mentioned, those alliances are now reforming, and they're reforming against the United States of America. And when you look at what's happening in Europe, Europe is going through a complete collapse. Europe, you know, Great Britain's United Kingdom's elections that they just went through a couple months ago. I mean, 10 major cities now have Muslim mayors, 10 major cities, Muslim mayors. And, you know, for anybody who's paying real close attention to the UK, you can see the riots that have been going on, you know, on the south end of London and some other places. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That's going to break out. In probably 5 years, the United Kingdom, the dominant population there, certainly the dominant population that votes, is going to be Muslim, if it isn't already. This country, we're looking at about 10 years. But the thing that's pushing it is the idea of communism. I mean, communism has been infiltrated into the United States of America for a long, long time. So we have got to come to grips with this, folks, and people need to be prepared for what's going to happen next couple of months.
Well, and that's one of the reasons you want to wake up. If you want to learn more about Into the Light or Out of Shadows, you can learn more at intothelight.movie. And we've been talking with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, who was the National Security Advisor under President Trump for 24 days. And we've been waking up. This is something we do at Pirate Money Radio. If you have any questions, email us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. This is Kevin Freeman with Pirate Money Radio.